In the first reading of Isaiah, it says, though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord and my recompense is with God. Let's look at that first sentence. I toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength. Sometimes we feel that way when we're serving God or we're praying because we don't receive an answer or we don't see fruits from what we're doing. But yet God is working behind the scene. We sometimes see the things that are happening in the world, the problems, the difficulties, the sufferings, and we say to ourselves, what can I do? What am I doing that can change all this? And we don't see ourselves being useful. But the thing is, we are. In one way, the little that we do in the area that we do, we are making some change. Maybe people don't come up to us and recognize if you're a catechist or give pre-cana or baptism prep classes, or you go visit the sick and you do this day after day, week after week, and you don't see any results. But God, like I said in the second sentence, yet my reward is with the Lord and my recompense is with God. God is thanking us. He's rewarding us, even though sometimes we don't see it. Every bit of prayer and help in the community, God notices it. We do make a difference, whether we see it or not. We have to learn one thing. We are the ones that are putting the seeds out there. God is doing the work, but we are the ones that have to put the seeds, because without seeds, no fruits can come out. So God depends on us. If we allow ourselves to be instruments of the Lord, He's going to use us to be out there to bear fruits. Whether we see it or not, God rewards us. And that's what we have to think of, that we're doing our part. Sometimes when I give a homily, you know, I wonder who received the messages. And sometimes I hear some people say, you know, it touched me what you said. Now, when we come to Mass, we have to be seeking God. We have to be looking to be touched with God. We have to be wondering, what message does God have for us? We're not here to be entertained. We're here to grow spiritually, to get closer to God, to see what message does God have for me today. Sometimes it's in a homily. Sometimes in one of the readings, something strikes you. Sometimes one of the prayers the priest says. Sometimes a song. One of the songs they sing, something touches you. You have to seek it out. Just not depend on one thing. Because sometimes when you seek and you're open, God will touch you. But if you're only concentrating on one thing and that's it, you close yourself out to everything else. You have to be really open to God. Look at John the Baptist. In Elizabeth, he was touched by the Spirit. He had a mission in life. And he was born, I'm pretty sure Zechariah and Elizabeth told him about what happened. He had to live on his faith to be able to do what he was doing. Remember, John the Baptist never performed a miracle, but he prepared the way of the Lord. He didn't see what was going to happen in the future. In fact, some of his disciples that were followers of him, when he pointed out Jesus to them, some of them stayed with him I never went to Jesus. I hear that there's a group of John's followers who went to Turkey and established a group out there, and they missed the boat. Why? Because they went to open. They didn't see John as a messenger, as a preparer. They were looking for something else. They went to open. They weren't listening. They were focused on one thing. We have to be open to God to see how He's going to use us, because we all have missions here on earth. And we have to find out, what is God's mission for me? What does He have for me? Like John's had his mission, what is our mission? It could be more than one thing. I know that for me, the Lord has used me in several things. When I was living on Long Island, He used me to help prepare the Spanish community there. They didn't have a mass. They had a large Spanish community, but no mass in Spanish for them. So I helped organize them. The pastor had me put in charge of the Spanish community to, you know, to develop them and all that. So, you know, that was one mission. Then He called me to be a deacon. And I studied and I became a deacon to serve Him in that capacity. And when I retired and came down here, I figured, well, I'll serve at the church and, you know, do baptisms, whatever. But He had another assignment for me. They asked me to coordinate the Diocese of Orlando Human Trafficking Task Force. And 3 years ago, we started out with four individuals, and we developed it, and we have 80 members of the task force to spread and make people aware of the dangers of human trafficking for children, for adults, for people to be aware that they're out there, to be able to spot them. So God continues using me at the missions. I don't know what else He has for me, but I have to be open to see what He has. And it doesn't depend the age, you know, because this year I'm going to be 70 years old. And I feel that as long as God gives me the strength to use me, I'm going to be open to Him. And we should all be open to Him. We should check out and find out what missions He has for us, what He wants us to do for Him, and not worry about, well, I don't see the fruits, I don't see the answers. No, just know that God is going to bless you. God is going to reward you. Maybe you don't see your blessings here on earth, but when your reward is in heaven, your reward is going to be great. So when you're sitting here during Mass, see what message God has for you, what mission He has for you. Listen to the readings, to the homilies, to the prayers, to the songs, and leave from here inspired with something for you to carry on, for you to use out there to grow spiritually and continue to help others. Let us pray. Lord, use us as instruments to do Your will. Open our minds and hearts. Let us hear what mission You have for us, what You want us to do. Always knowing, God, that whatever we do in Your name, You will bless us. Amen.